Each Friday, leading up to Election Day, we're checking in with PolitiFact about just how truthful candidates' campaign statements are. PolitiFact New Hampshire is a partnership of The Telegraph in Nashua and the NationalPolitiFact.com. That's a project of the Tampa Bay Times. The goal is to help you find the truth in politics. Candidates' statements are researched and their accuracy is rated on the Truthometer. Joining me this morning is The Telegraph's managing editor for content, Jonathan Van Fleet. He's here to talk about the most recent rulings in PolitiFact. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Rick.
So last week, you were working on a check of an Ann Custer claim that Charlie Bass violated FCC rules with a new ad. That was looking like a ruling of false or even pants on fire. How did that turn out?
Her statement that Charlie Bass forfeited his right to equal advertising costs because of his ad not working for us violated FCC rules was false. Since they weren't direct opponents before the primary, the rules she cited didn't apply. She got it wrong. Now that they're facing off in the general election, the rules governing their ads will become more strict.
So what did she say the ad did wrong specifically?
She said that Charlie Bass failed to appear at the end of the ad for 4 seconds. He actually appeared at the beginning for 2 seconds, which the FCC said was fine. But to be fair, we checked the statements by Charlie Bass in the ad about Ann Custer.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the ad.
She supports the government's takeover of health care, which robs Medicare of over $700 billion.
So, Jonathan, what's the ruling here?
That also received a ruling of false on PolitiFact's Truthometer. The statement that Obamacare is a federal takeover of health care just isn't true. It's been checked several times by PolitiFact and was ruled the lie of the year in 2010. Employers will continue to provide health insurance through private insurance companies, and the law does not include a government-run plan that will compete with private insurers. On top of that, the claim that Democrats who support the law would rob $700 billion from Medicare is off base as well. The law works to reduce future Medicare spending, which is then used to offset the costs. The statement ignores critical facts. On balance, the two claims are false.
Another statement you examine comes from New Hampshire's other congressional race between Frank Ginta and Carol Shea Porter. In an ad that began airing last month, here's what Ginta says.
$50,000. That's what every child owes today. Because Washington politicians have run up a huge spending tab and left our kids the bill.
So, Jonathan, what's the verdict here?
This one's a lot simpler and received a ruling of mostly true. The nation's combined debt is about $16 trillion. If you divide that by every man, woman, and child in America, the average debt comes out to be about $50,000 per person. But Ginta said every child. So if you look at just children, that number is far higher, $216,000 per person under 18, which is more than the average home price in New Hampshire. His statement needed clarification, which is why it was ruled mostly true.
So what's on the horizon for PolitiFact? What other claims will we be checking into next week?
Well, we had a reader request that we check Senator Jean Shaheen. We've only checked her one time since we launched on June 2nd, and we've checked Senator Kelly Ayotte 3 times. So we're going to pick up on a Shaheen statement that she made about Romney and his job creation record when he was governor in Massachusetts. On top of that, we're going to check a statement made by Bill O'Brien taking credit for some of the improvements in New Hampshire's economy during the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. I hope to have both of those rulings for you next week.
Thanks, Jonathan. Jonathan Van Fleet from The Telegraph in Nashua and PolitiFact New Hampshire joining us each Friday leading up to Election Day to check in on candidates' statements. Take care, Jonathan.
Thank you, Rick.